Welcome back.
It is cooler in here, Nick.
Yes. Welcome to the Wild West.
The Wild Hot West.
It's very hot today.
Recording's on a Sunday.
Why are you talking about me being hot?
Mick, you are very hot.
Well, I don't know.
I'll leave the room.
I have to fight them off. I have to fight them off as like getting in the.
Oh dear.
Yeah. That's why they call it the Hot West.
It's because you got hot wheels,
hot
Mick.
Hot Westy.
Did you watch Insight the other day? When they had the Aussie blokes your age, Mick, with the Chinese girlfriends.
No.
They got off the internet. Oh, that was so funny.
Oh, really? How did he go?
Love at first sight.
Of course it does.
From the blokes.
Because the women had no idea what was going
on. Actually, you got to watch that. It's hilarious.
On Insight?
Yeah.
All right, check it on iView.
Yeah. It was hilarious, but it's kind of an unusual social trend.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know why he's got them, clearly. It's not love.
No, I think actually Johnny is from the blokes, but from the ladies, I don't think they were.
That's for his personality.
There was one lady on there that was really funny.
They like his personality.
No, one lady says he wasn't very handsome, he was very ugly, but he's very funny. He was very funny in the taxi.
And that probably did work.
So I said personality.
That's it.
Yep, on the program this week.
That one to watch out for.
Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. We talk about sport, of course, the Wild West, there's a lot to talk about. Mad Mick has some great topics this week.
He's on a roll.
He's on a roll.
He's
very mad.
Sausage roll, yeah.
Mm. Talks his banks and his trains and seats that you can't move backwards.
He loves the banks too. He's going to have a loving with the banks.
Yeah. Bank commission.
Well, boycotts the World Cup.
Yeah.
In sport plus in TV.
Wasn't boycott a cricket player too?
Boycott?
Yeah, was, yeah.
Yeah, he was a cricket player, boycott. Yeah.
Did he end up playing at all? Or?
Yeah. It was an Australian.
Okay.
That and more is coming up in the next hour and a bit. This is the Wild West.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick Presents.
And a big week this week, Mick, isn't it? Because
The Royal Commission.
The banks are on. The banks. Oh, my God. They have been charcoal grilled, I believe.
They are. Yeah. They've been steamed.
Came in for a grilling at the Financial Services Royal Commission hearing in Melbourne today. Lawyers for the inquiry wanted to know about dodgy mortgages, car loans and credit card debt, especially the role of brokers making large commissions.
Sounds so exciting. I'm surprised this doesn't have its own channel. Mick, this sounds like this is like the Police Royal Commission, except boring.
As opposed to, is it meant to be fun?
Especially exciting.
Like the Police Royal Commission had a bit like, money in cars, undercover surveillance.
Yeah. They had brown paper bags with money in them.
Yeah, but they didn't have the footage of it, though, in the undercover operation.
They did have one.
In the police one they did, but not the banking one.
No, not in the banking one.
That would make it much more interesting if they had a bit of colour in there, maybe.
Yeah.
So, Mick, what do you reckon? The banks, are they grilled yet? Or?
Well, they'll be done, but they're trying to justify their means of the way they're performing. In an ad classing that everything's for the shareholders and the people who've got money in the banks themselves.
Well, let's have a listen into the ad you're talking about, Mick. It seems like we're on the Gruen transfer today. The banks that belong to you, Mick, they belong to you.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Gracie, and I've worked for an Australian bank for 33 years.
Yeah, in the bank industry about 13 years.
A lot of people think banks just keep their profits, but nearly 80% of Australian bank profits go to shareholders. 80%.
The banks don't keep it.
It goes to investors and millions of people who have bank shares through their super funds.
It goes to millions of everyday Australians.
It's all very true.
Yeah.
You love that ad, Steve.
Oh, I hate that ad, Glenn.
Why?
They're full of crap.
It's trying to justify.
I love banks. Blah, blah, blah. It's the best ever.
Yeah, but what gets me is they
try. It's awesome. I think it's fantastic.
They're trying to justify their corruption for the shareholders.
They didn't say that. No,
they didn't that's say what they're trying to say.
They're not saying that because they didn't say that. I think what they're trying to get across is a message that obviously the bank profits do go to investors.
Yeah, but.
And they do. That's not untrue. What's untrue about that?
Yeah, but why are they doing those dirty deeds?
Well, they shouldn't be doing that, but that's a separate issue.
And you're saying, it's all
goes to
you. Are
they ill-gotten gains, potentially?
Ill-gotten gains, yeah.
So, but these dirty deeds have come out, though. Like, there's one revelation this week, which I don't think has been a revelation for a long time. Anyone who checks their mortgage out properly, like, they had found out this week, and I don't know why they need a Royal Commission for this, is that if you're a Lloyd Bank customer, you pay more than someone who switches your loans around.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, that's of course.
It doesn't make sense.
If it doesn't make sense, you're the customer, say, hooroo, and go to another bank. Why do people not do this?
But
why are people donating to these institutions?
Because They don't
it's not
know
because that ad
better.
Was fantastic.
They don't know any better. Or well, the ads are telling them to stay, because they're shareholders.
No, I think people are just lazy. This is the problem. And people that are lazy pay more money.
A lot of people haven't got the time or think they can't find... But it's going to cost them more to change over.
But that's insane, Mick, though, right? Because you think about it, if you've got a mortgage, it's like, you know, these days, what, $400,000, $500,000?
Don't know.
Yeah, about that.
For an average mortgage these days, that's how much it is. If you don't have the time to get that right, are you kidding yourself?
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of people are working that hard. They haven't got spare time to do, though.
But they are working hard because they're not doing the work they should be doing, right? You should be checking your loans. Like, that's what I find really annoying is it's like the banks are responsible to a point, but so does a customer. If you're not shopping around, what do you think is going to happen?
But in the old days, if you shop around, it costed money to transfer over, and sometimes I'd charge extra for...
And it is a hassle. I've done it once before, and it is a real pain in the neck.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But you're talking about big money here, Mick. You're talking about some people, this could be their annual salary they could save if they move over the life of their loan. Like, that's the amount of money we're talking about. Like, talking about 1% different in interest rates. I don't know why people go to a big bank to get a home loan.
I don't know. Well, I didn't go to a bank to get a home loan, but I wouldn't go to another to where I went to get a home loan before.
Yeah. But there's so many choices out in the market. It's actually, there's lots of choices out there. Just people don't choose to take them.
In the old days, during the big recession in the one we had to have...
Love those. We need another one, don't we?
Yeah. Well, another recession. The banks... No, this is what Paul Keating said. This is the recession we had to have.
Yeah.
The people who got their house loans through banks had a before a certain date, their interest rate had stayed the same, no more than 11% or whatever. And the people who didn't get it through banks or through had it after a certain date, their interest rates, my interest rates went up to 21%.
Yeah.
Which nearly sent me...
Well, there was an issue with that. I think Rams Home Loans recently, when they went belly up during the GFC, they had a similar case, is that they increased the rates of the existing loan book greater than the market as well. So it does happen with any type of institution.
No, but the government put in legislation that after, if you had your loans before a certain date with the banks, your interest rate could only go up to 11% or 11.5%, something like that.
Okay.
Which I didn't get mine through the bank. I got it through the state superannuation thing, and it didn't cover it, so mine went up to 21%.
Yes, but you love it. Yeah.
It was very hard. Because
So that's a historical footnote there, but what's going to happen next is this banking inquiry. They seem to come out with revelations every day. Mortgage brokers are incentivized by money. Who would have thunk it?
Mm-hmm. They're talking about sending some of these people who've done the wrong things to jail now.
I don't know if they're considering that. They were talking about it. Who was talking about that?
On the ABC.
Oh, the ABC, of course. They want to send everyone to jail.
No, because if that's swindling, swindling's a criminal offence.
But that's not swindling, though, Mick. If you sign up to a loan that's higher because you haven't done your research, that's not swindling.
No, there was
people... You can't send people to jail
for that.
There
was people...
In other cases,
there
possibly.
Was people doing...
Dodgy paperwork.
Yeah. And that's...
Those people be a bit worried.
Yeah, and that's swindling. That's a crime. So they should be sent to jail.
So that's the bank's fault for not controlling it, right? Essentially, because
it's both. It's the bank's fault, and it's also the people who were writing out the loans.
Well, mostly it's them more than anyone. You shouldn't be doing stuff like that.
They've also been caught out doing laundering dirty money.
Who?
That wasn't in the inquiry this week. That was in the Combank they had.
Combank and all the other banks have been doing it.
Not about all the other banks, but Combank had an issue.
NBA.
The NBN doesn't do banking.
NBA.
NAB. Yeah. NAB it. But politically, this just seems to be like, I must say, this week, nothing new came out. Nothing there. At the end of that week, I went, oh my God, they found something amazing.
But everyone knows.
There's no smoking gun there, Mick. I think the problem with this inquiry is they've gone in, they've obviously framed the inquiry with the terms of reference from the government. Correct, the Liberal government being more bank friendly than the Labor government. Fair to say.
They brought out more corruption.
No, I don't think they brought out very much more corruption. They've caught out a couple of dodgy people that.
Dodgy? More than a couple of dodgy people. Dodgy couple means only two. There's more than two doing it.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything there's been a huge revelation.
There was one bloke who was a gym instructor, got over $500,000.
There's some lady that had like $5 million worth of loans, and she's going
to
own a
nurse's
wage.
These were being sending people to the bank to get the loans, and they were getting commissions on them.
Yeah,
and then you're getting commissions on loans where each to the end of the loan,
but Mick,
you're paying a commission to the person who got your loan for you.
But Mick, that is not a new thing. That doesn't, it didn't need a Royal Commission to sort that out. The government's known about this for years, Mick. To sit here and say the Royal Commission's found that this is the fact of having commission isn't new. This is not new. It's always been there. They've just chosen not to do anything about it.
Yeah, but it's also opening up to show the public what's going on.
But the public already knew about this.
No, I didn't know about that.
You need to read the paper a bit more detail, because the fact that mortgage brokers are paid by commission having issues.
No, these weren't mortgage brokers. These weren't
even in the bank.
Weren't mortgage brokers. These were spookers to send these people
the incentive program for NAB.
Yeah. NAB even. The Commonwealth Bank was doing as well.
But I think one of the recommendations that will come out of this inquiry that will be quite interesting is they probably will move away from linking loan size to commissions and incentives, I think, will be the biggest thing.
You shouldn't have any...
Pay by the service, not for the...
The worst part about...
Because Combank's even admitted that doesn't work for the customer. In some cases, not in every case, because a lot of cases it's not an issue, but in some cases it can be an issue.
And the other thing is they shouldn't get bonuses... for the people in the thing, because if they're getting a bonus, that means they're doing something more than their work. And if you're being employed, you should do your best effort for your job, for your employer anyway. Why should you have to get an extra bit of money to make you do it more, do the same?
That's a bit mean.
No, it's not. When you're a bus driver, you drive buses and you get paid the same thing, but if you do
But
a
if you're a
job,
bad bus driver, you shouldn't get a bonus at the end of the year, should you?
You never get bonuses when you're a bus driver.
They're all bad, Mick. Didn't you know this?
Like you.
Absolutely.
Lucky he's not a bus driver.
Very lucky. He's a bad person, this bike.
Wow.
He admitted it just then when I said. Okay. You ever listen to it?
I don't listen.
Play the tape, Steve. Play the tape.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for sport.
Well, the biggest news of the week, though, Steve, has to be this. This is a breakfast of the day in WA. Very shocking news to local residents in Western Australia. Poor Daphne.
Is it tragic?
We don't know as yet, but we're hoping people can help the fate of Daphne.
There's a giant yellow inflatable duck floating around somewhere in the Indian Ocean off Coogee. This year's mascot for the Coogee Jetty to Jetty Swim broke free before the event even happened, and now she's lost. Fishermen have reported sightings of Daphne the duck, and event organisers are hoping they can get her back. President of the Coburn Masters Swimming Club, Peter Maher, is...
And he makes ducks great again, I believe.
Does he?
His slogan? I'm pretty sure.
He got out for a duck.
Yeah. Well, he did get out for a duck. It's gone. The duck's gone missing over in Western Australia.
I know where he is. He flew north for the winter.
Oh. I think he's out there with their mates. What the plane's out there?
Hmm?
Now they've got to find that plane that's out in the Indian Ocean plus the duck.
Yeah.
It could be Plucker Duck.
Plucker Duck could be out there too. Hmm. Where's Plucker Duck been lately?
I don't know. He hasn't been on TV.
He's retired, I think.
So basically they're trying to track down that duck from Friday. No word yet on the fate. But obviously poor Daphne the duck. About $900 for a duck like that. How do you lose a big, gigantic yellow duck?
Someone stole it.
Very difficult.
Or they popped it.
Maybe.
You might see someone on the back of it going, ride it.
No, I think they popped it and they're covering it up.
Well, the president actually didn't want the duck anyway. He was saying it's difficult to make money. They're trying to get some attention to the event by having the big duck.
Yeah.
Well, I think they got the attention, haven't they?
They crowded.
So there's a hashtag, where is Daphne? Help fund Daphne. Help find the duck. It's trending on Twitter.
No, you know what hashtag they should have used? What the duck. And that would have helped.
You should be a
marketer. It could be bloody duck.
That's it, bloody duck.
But in more serious matters in Russia, the World Cup could be very different. This is one of the MPs, a former MPs, actually. No, I think he's still an MP. I don't know.
Is he Russian?
He's not. I hope not. That'd be very awkward.
The last of many other, gangster acts from this rogue state now, that we'll end up in a situation where we'll not be at the World Cup. And I'd rather at this point we made the decision that, and perhaps send a message out to our EU and NATO allies, that all of us should be withdrawing from Putin's World Cup. It's not about us damaging Putin. It's what Putin will do. With our performance and our existence at the World Cup, he will use it as a PR grab and it will strengthen his regime, and that's the last thing that
Jason,
we want.
What?
He's using it to his own advantage.
Is he?
Yeah, but if you don't turn up, it's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, you're saying the world's against us, so everyone unite
to fight
the world.
Don't you entrench the problem that's already there? You just prove Putin's point that the West is against him.
Yeah.
And you don't turn up. Like, I love it this week.
But it's also saying, oh, we don't give a stuff for what you do, so...
We don't, really.
But
until, like, you poison someone in the street, then it becomes
poisoning. Yeah, poison on the street.
Mm. Allegedly poisoned in the street.
Remember that bloke who got done with the nuclear waste put into his tea? Mm. And then another bloke got one in his knee with a little bullet. Nuclear.
So but the English announced this week that the royal family won't be turning up any of their top level officials, which I'm sure the Russians are very sad about. Do you think they care?
They might have wanted to see royalty. They've had two.
I think the silliest thing is we're going to teach you guys we're not turning up to your World Cup. That will be it.
Yeah, remember.
It's like a 2 year old child.
Remember, the royal family for the Russians were part of the English family as well.
Mm.
So will this. Because there's also talk that the biggest selling paper in. The tabloid paper in Germany is also going to back a boycott.
Bild
is a very influential paper there.
So they're not going to publish anything about the World Cup?
No, they're going to push for the World Cup, people to withdraw from the World Cup, even the world champions. So if Europe doesn't turn up, could this be our year, Mick? We could win the World Cup, I reckon.
If no one else
we just don't boycott, stick to our guns, and everyone else is not there, we could be World Cup winners.
All you do is get the politicians to talk and they'll fall the other team will fall asleep and we'll win.
It'll be Australia versus Russia, right?
Yeah, we'll win.
That's hands down. I think the Russian team's better than us, though, to be fair.
Nah.
But should politics get involved in sport? Because this is like the boycotts But the boycotts we had in Moscow and stuff in the Olympics in the early 80s didn't prove very much.
And you had
it does prove that if you have half the competitors there, the other side wins more.
But also, we had boycotts in South Africa for the rugby union.
Yeah, for apartheid.
And that helped.
But Putin's not going to care. He runs the country.
He's got bigger things to worry about.
Yeah, but Putin...
Like, he's having an election this weekend, and he's not going to lose.
Yeah, but he wants more than 70% to vote for him.
Does it matter?
Yes, it does. Why? Because there's a lot of discontent in Russia.
He'll be fine.
Just he's not great. I must say, I'm not a fan of...
No.
He's one of the richest people in the world.
Yeah, he's corruptible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
And then he's running America now, so...
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Apparently.
Yeah.
Is he?
Remember, America's running used to run the rest of the world, put their nose into South America.
Would you want the Russians to run the world? You had more vodka.
You know, there's a difference between good vodka and bad vodka?
About 2 minutes?
No. It's about 10 degrees.
10 degrees.
Frozen in the freezer and you've got a good vodka if it's a bad vodka.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. There's a bit of drinking tips from Mick in his new segment, Martini Mick. Now, Wayne Bennett needs a martini. He's a bit cross with the media this week.
There's no other club in any sport in this country could have pulled together like we did in the last couple of weeks of all the adversity we've been through. So that's what I'm most proud of. You know, you'll never divide us, guys, so stay at it. But our strength is our club and our people. Thanks.
Conference, he wasn't happy with the media.
Hmm.
But he won.
Why did he win?
He won by a goalpost.
Controversially, Mick?
Goalpost won him.
The goalpost was playing on their side?
Yep. He got the bloke who was just about to score, got pushed into the goalpost and wrapped around and he lost the ball.
The Dragons won too. I was very happy with that.
Good job.
And West won.
West won as well. Westworld.
Westworld's doing pretty good.
10-8. Yeah. Very close game that one was. Even at half time, it was very close.
Yeah, but they were saying in the first half, they weren't West all over them.
Yeah.
So the top four teams are very interesting this year. Dragons, best team, number one, go Dragons.
No,
who would have thunk it?
No, the West is the best team.
No, we have the...
They've had two wins out
so
of two.
So have the Dragons, but we've got more points in our favour. Warriors, Panthers and West Tigers. It's a very different ladder this year, Mick.
Good job, Wes.
Four teams there that you wouldn't have thought would be in the top four.
Mm, yeah, but that's for this week and then the rest of the season.
No,
there's been two games. I reckon just count the season now. Just stop watching.
That's a grand final.
Done.
Oh, well.
Dragons versus West Tigers.
Canterbury's lost two games. That doesn't worry me.
Yeah. Rabbitohs are down the bottom as well.
You're
Bulldogs.
Down at 16th.
Mm, who cares? It's only a game.
Broncos 10th. Yeah.
I think you should care. You should care more than that.
Still got a whole season. You'll be all right.
Now, also in the A-League action, good news is the Wanderers on their late season winning streak 4-1 over Wellington yesterday.
Good job. See, that's a
to be fair,
game.
Wellington is ranked as the lowest team, so if you didn't win that,
it's
kind of a Clayton's
victory. So
it's
not that great.
Oh,
was it over in New Zealand where they played?
They played in Western Sydney.
Oh, okay. Because it's much harder.
Stadium,
it's much harder to play over in an opposite. In your
you know, 2 hours ahead.
No, it's hard to play overseas or over in, not in your own home ground.
Yeah, of course.
You've got a big advantage if you're playing in your home ground.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they do, and then they proved that 4-1. The Sydney FC, controversy yesterday too, also lost 2-1.
Who?
Sydney FC. Wow.
Who'd you know what FC stands for? Fools and Clowns.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with you there, Mick. Absolutely agree.
I said the F word and the C word.
You can't say that on radio.
But Sydney FC is still the most dominant team. Like, they've lost Newcastle, getting a bit of ground. But right. It would be interesting. I think that's still a couple of rounds to go. But Sydney FC, I think, are not going to lose, right? I think they're pretty mathematically going to win the championship. It'll be the finals that they might be a little bit more interesting.
Exciting times.
Exciting times. Exciting times in sport.
Well, speaking of finals, the NBL finals are on at the moment. Game 2 is on right now.
Why do they have it at the start of the football season? It's kind of like...
They should do it before it starts, right? You think?
Gets so hot.
At the moment, Adelaide are beating Melbourne United 17-13. And they had their first finals 2 days ago. Adelaide lost to Melbourne 107-96. So we've still got 3 more games to go after today's.
You still got the women's.
And the women's.
Aussie rules?
Yes, I think GWS are really bad than that the other day. They got slaughtered, if I'm correct.
They only lost, yeah, but they
64-24.
Yeah, but
I think at halftime it was 40-6 or something.
Yeah, but they were winning. No, at the top of the table before they lost.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, which was great until you weren't at the top of the table.
That's generally how it happens.
And basically, they're out now.
Could you say they were lap dancers because they're on top of the table?
Oh, you could do. Yeah. No, let's not say that, Mick.
No, dancing around the top of the table.
The well-respected sports women.
And next week, too, don't forget to the actual AFL starts. The real deal. The Swans play the West Coast Eagles. West Coast Eagles.
AFLX is back, is it?
No, the real AFL.
Oh, the real AFL.
Not the sealed section. The real deal.
Exciting. Go Swans.
Yeah, West Coast. Playing West Coast, though. Very sad.
Oh. That's all right. How's cricket going?
Go Western Giants.
How is cricket going, Steve?
Don't know. Australia playing India, I believe.
They secured the one-day series victory against India.
Was that the women that was?
That was the women's one, yeah. Yes, that's right.
The women are awesome.
What's wrong with the men's team? Well, they're not as good as the women's team?
Yeah, that's
they should have mixed doubles.
They're sledging too much.
They should have mixed.
I think they might open that now, see that the women are winning. They'll be like, all right, bring them on to our team.
Yeah, they have 50-50. Half of women, half of men.
That's it.
And then you play the rest of the world.
They should do that, actually.
Yeah, I reckon it should do.
Yeah.
We might. They might hear us. And they might take our idea up.
Well, please take it up.
And then send us that
commission. Give us the commission.
Yeah, first we'll talk about the commission, then you can play again.
Now, Nadal, to Stephen Tennis News.
What happened to Nadal?
He's in constant pain and painkillers since 2005.
Well, it makes sense. He always has back problems or knees.
Ouch, why didn't he just, retire?
Because he can still beat anyone.
No, he can't.
What do you mean? He's still very good.
He couldn't beat anybody. He had to get out of the Australian Open, right?
Mm. Yeah, but he didn't lose to anyone.
But he did. He lost. He had forfeit.
Is he?
That's not losing.
That is losing.
That's forfeiting.
Oh, so I can be a world champion if I just forfeit my tennis matches.
That's it.
That theory. I'll forfeit against you. I'm a champion.
But is he going to take time off to recover?
He is, but...
He's going to, yeah.
That's since 2005, though. So that pain's been around not just for almost his whole
14
career.
14 years, right?
Look at Tiger Woods, how good he's doing now.
I know, once he gets off the women.
Well, he's still world number two, though. So
who, Tiger Woods?
No, Rafael Nadal.
Oh, he's still pretty good.
Yeah, he's still good, even though he's got all these... Well, see, is he using performance enhancing?
Are the painkillers performance enhancing? They're not, but are they?
No, I know they're not.
They are, because if he had pain, he couldn't...
Actually, they are performance enhancing.
Because if you had the pain, you wouldn't do the work.
That's it. He's a drug... No, don't.
Oh, I don't think that's actually the case, but...
No, it's
the same as football.
Glenn, we're shit-stirring, obviously.
Clearly, if that wasn't obvious. Now, F1 2 starts this next week. There's some word that potentially, our favourite Aussie, Ricardo, might be leaving Red Bull.
I think he might be.
Because it's his contract renewal season.
He's got a better deal somewhere.
When he's with Red Bull, he can't win anything. He's got no wings. Got nothing. He's kind of like, they've cut his wings off when he's been Red Bull.
Yeah, but did get the fastest lap at one of the test days.
Well, he needs to win some championships.
You got to win a game, not a test day. Who cares?
No, no.
I got the fastest up the other day around the block, but...
No, he was the fastest on the... Because they were all testing their cars, Mercedes and Red Bull.
Yeah, that's
all
fine, but
ones.
If he's not winning championships, then...
He's one of the best drivers in the world.
But he's not winning.
Of course he is, yeah.
Yeah. You have to have the good car.
This has a shit car.
No, not.
Well, there you go.
That's also that other bloke, the manager, who, when he lost that, put him in at the wrong time. He lost down at Monaco.
Do you think he'll have a bit better season this year?
Oh, yeah. He's...
Because I think he's an amazing personality.
He is.
I met him once.
Yeah, he is pretty.
And I had a selfie. I was pretty impressed.
He's what you class him as. He's a bloke who has to represent F1 because he shows the best light.
Yeah, the rest of them are boring as buggery.
Yeah.
Or, you ever seen the other guys being
or mongrels?
Yeah.
Like that. He's just German happy, bloke.
What's a German bloke? Whittle?
Yeah.
Whittle? Whittle.
What's wrong with Whittle?
Oh, he's just a bit of a.
He's not a sportsman. He'll do anything to win, knock you off them. Just like Michael Schumacher did to Damon Hill.
Yeah, but that's part of the game, right?
That's it. You want to win.
No, but you don't.
The competition.
You don't do it the dirty way. You do it the right, clean
way.
The
right way.
The right way? What's the right way?
The right way.
Sportsman. You have to be a sportsman. Not
no, crush the competition and win.
Well, talking about good sportsmen, English rugby coach Eddie Jones. He's must be on Racial Awareness Week this week over in England. He had some nice comments about the Welsh and the Irish.
Wales. Who knows Wales? Is there any Welsh people here? So it's this little shit place that's got 3 million people. 3 million people. 3 million. Japan's got how many? 125 million. So Japan's the size of this table. That's Wales.
You're not Welsh, are you, Steve?
No, I am not.
Okay, so it's,
I don't Welsh on the
Even if
either.
I was, I probably wouldn't be.
Well, to be fair, you'd be quite rare. If you only got 3 million people, there's more people in Sydney than in all of Wales.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're New South Wales.
Oh, shivers.
Yeah.
So he's talking about us.
Don't know.
Oh, that's it. I hate him. That's it.
But now he does get into St. Patrick's spirit later in his little talk, his little pep talk. But I'm not sure if he's right in the... I think he's a bit too green on this one.
So we've played 23 tests. We've only lost one test to the scummy Irish. I'm still dirty about that game. But we'll get that back. We'll get that back. Don't worry. We've got them next year at home. We'll get them back.
He didn't get his four-leaf clover. And now I take it personally. My Irish heritage is very sad.
You're not offended, are you, Glenn?
Well, he apologised.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't think he should have apologised, though.
It was only...
They're clearly comments in jest. But they weren't like...
He did say it was a shit place. So.
Have you been to Wales? It rains all day.
Never been there.
Like, I say a lot of places are shit too, but you know, I'm going
to
apologise.
I've been to Wales.
How was it?
Was it shit?
No.
Oh.
I've even seen whales swimming around in the ocean.
Oh! Were you inside the whale?
No, it was Jonah. That was my next door neighbour.
Now, Channel 7's under criticism this week too as well. The Paralympics are over in...
Oh yeah, how were the Paralympics?
Well, that's exactly the problem. No one knows because they're not on TV. They only got an hour a day highlights.
Oh.
And
one bloke who got bitten by the shark at the age of 25 has come fifth or seventh. He lost his arm. He was a surfer.
Wow.
On skiing or was it board? Or what was it?
One of the snow events?
Events. Snowboarding, I think it was.
Yeah.
But we got a third in snowboarding.
We're doing quite well. We've got one gold and three bronzes, so 14th from the bottom.
One bloke who got the gold, he also got a bronze as well.
Mm. America is topping the charts along with Canada and the neutral Paralympic athletes, which I suspect
are
the...
Russia?
I would hesitate to suggest that is the lovely Russians.
But how come the Finns and the Scandinavians didn't do well like they did in the normal Olympics?
That's a good question. I don't know.
They might not have the accidents like we have over here.
They've done fairly well, but they don't dominate as much in these sports, I don't think.
Oh, in the Winter Olympics, they dominated, they won.
Yeah, they do, but not in the Paralympics. And that's a common in the Paralympics also in the summer games too. The countries that do better aren't necessarily the countries you suspect.
Mm.
Like Australia won the Paralympic medal tally back in 2000, right? Mm. And we're only 18 million people. Like that little shithole with 18 million people at the time.
Yeah, it did pretty good.
That's what the Russian... Was that the coach guy's name? The John's guy? I think that's what he was saying. But it's different. Sometimes it depends on how good your disabled sports are.
Because
that's the difference, right? You can have really strong able-bodied sports, but if you don't have the funding for disabled sports, and that's always an issue, getting funding for that.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Gee, those blokes in the Winter Olympics, glad they weren't over at...
Georgia?
Georgia?
Go to YouTube, Georgia ski lift videos. That is horrendous.
Mm. That'd be a good ride, wouldn't it?
It actually looked like a bit of fun. Because someone died, it looked fun now. But if someone did die, because it could have killed somebody, it looked rather brutal.
You had to sit on that thing backwards, so when you jumped off, you'd ski down forwards.
I'd be so lost there. I would have been in all sorts of trouble.
You would have had another broken leg.
I know, I would have broke two legs. It's been sent to me multiple times, and I said, well, if I'd done that, I'd have been twice. I would have broke both legs back then.
Unless you were a stunt skier, you could have done a triple flip.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Done a backflip or something?
Yeah.
Not quite. But everyone was survived, and obviously the chairlift is getting repaired, funnily enough.
That's good. Has it stopped yet?
No, I don't think it ever stopped. I think it kept going.
Is that what that song's about? Georgia, Georgia.
Stop the chairlift.
Welcome back to the program. Bring it on. That is coming up.
When's that coming up, Steve?
April 15, I believe.
Oh, wow. There we go.
Is that to do with music at Fairfield Showground?
Yeah, it is. Music, there's stalls, there's events.
That sounds very good. Entertainment.
It's very hip.
Is that for hipsters?
I don't know if it's for hipsters, but...
Oh, okay, just checking. Because I'm a hipster, apparently.
No, you're not a hipster. You haven't got a beard. You have to have a beard.
Yeah, I have to work on that.
Well, the biggest hipster we know, Mick.
I'm too old to be a hipster.
But you got a beard.
You're a post-hipster.
I'm a hippie, not a hipster.
But are you mad?
Mad, yeah, I'm mad as all hell.
Well, I don't know. Do you have hipster problems, Mick?
No, I have hip problems.
Hip pocket problems?
Well, all right, what do you got, Mick?
Bill Shorten has brought... You just introduced a new idea on taxes.
Do you want me to give you the singer?
The singer? What's a singer?
The Bill Shorten zinger.
Who's Bill
like
Shorten?
Like Mad as hell, dude, isn't
he? Yeah, yeah. He's got one of his singers here. He's fantastic. He's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
What he wants to do is keep buttressing a system, feather bedding a system, where millionaires who've got millions of dollars in retirement, good luck to them, who own a lot of Australian shares, get a reward for having a lot of Australian shares. So not only do they get the ownership of the shares, that's fair enough, not only do they get dividends paid by the companies of the shares that they hold, but they also get another payment from the government. What a great scheme. I understand why some people don't want to let it go.
Let it go, let it go, let it go. He's actually not 100% true there, actually, because the money actually... The government's paying out the money. The government gets it from the companies they tax as well. So it's a tax refund. It's not like governments are giving out money for nothing, which is a bit misleading.
Yeah, they're getting a tax refund.
It's not like the government just went, "Oh, you've got shares in Australia. We'll just give you some extra money." But he's taking the Mickey there, as always.
Yeah, but if you have an amount of money in the bank and you say $100,000 and you're getting it at 10% interest rate, you get taxed on that. How much you get back on the interest?
Yeah.
So when the interest rate goes down, if you got money in the bank, instead of going from 10%, it might go down to 0.2% or 0.3% or 4%. That's just the same as just taking away. You've just lost all that as well.
So is this a
form of income.
But is this a really bright idea, though? Because it doesn't just affect people with million-dollar super funds. It also affects people with not million-dollar super funds as well as much as anybody else.
Yeah,
since when is $1 million in superannuation particularly a high amount? If you don't want them to be on the age pension, you need to pay them, give them some incentive to save money, right?
They showed on the TV, one of the blokes is getting $15,000.
For what?
For this exemption. That's what he was getting back.
Well, it's to avoid double taxation. That's what the Labor Party introduced this policy, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
To avoid the double taxation, because why would you pay money on your shares and then have to pay money then also on your income? That's double taxation. Mm. It's actually...
But you still pay...
The issue is the superannuation concession's the issue,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but you still pay tax on any interest you get out of your bank.
And so you should.
Mm. So,
But the government doesn't... you only pay tax on that once.
Mm.
But on shares, you would, without this credit, you'd pay tax twice.
No, but on your shares, that's the profit of what the... Say the companies make $1 million. They pay their $1 million on tax for them. Then they give that to the shareholders. And then they come back and say, oh, the shareholders just got so much, so why shouldn't they have to pay tax?
They do pay tax. Shareholders pay tax.
When? No, just saying you get it all back for nothing.
No, you don't. This isn't the thing this is the thing that's really frustrating with people these days. That's actually not true. The issue is that if you're a normal taxpayer, you pay your tax on the income you have in a financial year.
Hmm. And that's including shares.
At your marginal rate, including shares.
Including
and the government
interest rates as well.
And interest rates, which is fine.
Or any other income,
fair enough,
which is incorrect.
Correct. And then basically what the government does is give you a credit for the company tax paid on your dividends. And that works for small businesses, large businesses, medium businesses, where basically you'll get a proportion of that tax back as a credit. And then you get reassessed on your marginal tax rate to what you earn in a year.
Yeah, but this is not
the issue is it's in superannuation. The rate of taxation in that is 15% for all income earners.
Hmm.
And that's what he's trying to solve. But the only problem is his current policy he's put to date affects everybody, including people on actual genuine low incomes. Because he hasn't got a provision saying that Mick has $1 million in his account.
Oh, gee, I wish I did.
And poor Steve only has $10 in his account.
That's it.
You're a worker, mate. You're a worker. I'm a millionaire. No, but this...
We found out the true Mick on the inside here.
But this form doesn't work. This is the only country in the world that does this.
It's rare. America doesn't do it. A lot of countries don't. But to be fair, they don't have company tax anymore, so...
Oh, that's it. They love that.
But... they're going to have to, this fills up the short term, this fills up the budget deficit.
Is it the budget deficit he's trying to solve, or is he trying to solve a war chest for him to go to the election in a year's time just so he can spend more money?
Yeah.
Because he made an indication he's going to spend more money on increasing pensions by taking this tax grab. So basically, he'll steal some money from these people and then give it back to the other people.
Yeah, it's all
right. To get them to vote for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on him. I lose around about $200, $300.
And you're happy to lose that?
Doesn't worry me because
I bet you
might get it back through increasing in my pension.
Oh. Yeah,
so. But what happens if you don't?
What if you don't? Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, I have to knock someone on the head like you or Steve and take their money off them.
But you're the one with a million.
Go back to your life of crime that you used to have before you come to this show.
I only have $10, remember? So.
Well, we'll do this.
Still off Steve. He's hopeless. Only got $10. I don't know. I think it's a poorly thought for idea.
Yeah, it can be thought through better.
I think there needs to be some change.
He should say...
He
should have a certain level of how much you can get back.
Yeah.
Not 15 grand, where 15 grand's nearly a person on the dole, yearly wages.
Yeah, but a self-funded retiree, that's not a lot of money, right? And they've saved that
money. Depends on how much
but
you
here's
get.
But here's the issue, Mick, right? You save all your money, you put your money into super, and you do the right thing. Shouldn't you get rewarded compared to somebody who's reckless with their money and ends up with nothing in retirement? Shouldn't there be some incentive in the system to save for your own retirement?
Most companies now, or all people who are working, their companies who they work for have to put in a certain percentage of their...
Doesn't stop people then getting 65, spending all their money on boats, yachts and big houses, and then having no money going on the age pension. How do you stop that behaviour? Because that's also pretty bad as well, right? If you're not saving for your retirement and taking your
responsibility... But they've already saved for their retirement and they retire at the age of 65.
But yeah, but then they're 75 and then they want the government's money.
Yeah. But sometimes you can't see what's going to happen.
Well, you can't see what's going to happen. I buy a big yacht. It's going to cost a lot of money.
There's a common
especially to maintain.
There is a common practice. This is typical. A person retires at 65. And generally, if they've got nothing in life to keep them alive, they usually die within 6 months. That's if someone's got...
But you've got to work to your 80 anyway, right?
So. No, but not if you're dead.
True.
That's right, die first and you don't have
But
to
there
work.
Was a big percentage...
you had to work on my name.
No, but there was a big percentage of people dying 6 months after they retire.
You've got to keep your mind active.
Yeah, keep your body
active. Purpose active.
You have to keep yourself with a purpose. Mm. If you don't keep, you haven't got a purpose in life, because most of these people who die like that, all they do is work. And
but how much is this is the personal responsibility or the government's responsibility?
It's both responsibilities. Mm.
But some people are reckless, right?
Some people...
Even rich people are reckless, right? They save all this money, have lots of money in their super fund, and then they're broke 5 years after retirement.
Yeah, but they...
Because they spent it all on whatever.
But they also... Some people put it in something else and something goes wrong, like they might put in the shares, and someone goes bankrupt, so you lose all your money in the shares.
Yeah, you could do, yeah. It's not a way to lose money. There's so many good ways to lose money,
Or you put it into a bank and the bank folds up. Or you put it into a business to build up a business and that folds.
That folds, yeah.
So you...
But also, too, most of these things don't happen, right?
It does happen.
Not...
It does, but not a huge amount. When you retire, you buy yourself a new house or you buy yourself a brand new car because you never had a brand new car before.
True, you could do, yeah.
And that takes away the money and you end up with being put on the thing, or you buy a house, the house gets burnt down, you haven't had time to insure it.
How do you not have time to insure your house? People are stupid.
Don't you usually do that right away?
No, some people don't insure their houses.
Really? Or sometimes you miss a payment. They might be doing a monthly payment, and the payment doesn't get put into the thing. That's what you have to watch out for.
You have to, you know, to buy a house, you need to afford the insurance.
Yeah.
Simple as that. If you can't rent.
Or you buy a house and you haven't got the full amount of money to pay for it, so you go on paying it off, and something goes wrong, you're going down the drain.
Yeah.
That's all the good news today.
That's it. You want to lose money, die.
So you want to go to work on Monday? Which tip of the week is? Go to work and be happy, otherwise.
Enjoy your
You've got
life.
6 months to live.
That's it.
That's when you retire.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for the Wild West. A lot to talk about this week. Oh, it is so fresh.
Is it good news week?
It's good news.
Well, good news, all right. The biggest news of the week, though,
yeah,
is guess where the next million-dollar suburb is?
Gregory Hills.
No.
Minto.
Getting warmer.
Edge.
Getting warmer.
Menangle.
Okay, I'll just we'll be here afternoon. But nonetheless, Claymore.
Claymore.
Wow. Claymore. So what? Claymore is
going to... Yeah, where are you going, Claymore?
Housing Commission, disadvantage and crime, some of the things that you know it for, but now it's going to have million-dollar houses.
It's got, gentrified, isn't it? And chucked all the old poor people out, have they?
Don't know about that.
No, it sounds like it. That's what they did to Minto.
They are basically gentrifying it, yeah, basically. Yeah. They're
and
just,
they did
just bulldoze it in.
They did it to Glen Quarry. And chucked
well,
all
so they should.
No. Nah,
yeah.
Poor people have to have somewhere to live.
No, but that's fine. But you just got to, like, have them spread out, not all in the one area, right?
Have you seen people living under the bridge up here?
Yeah.
No.
Under the Liverpool Bridge.
Yeah, homelessness is an issue.
Yeah.
But the issue is here is that their Claymore housing estate had a structural problem, right? We can't avoid that. That wasn't a good idea, right? Putting everyone in the one place wasn't bright.
Oh, the person who did it in the first place reckoned it was a bright idea.
They did, yes, and it worked out so well, didn't it?
Mm.
Brilliantly genius. Like, it's convenient for the government. They have one office there.
But it's just like closing all the psych centres down and putting all the people out on the streets as well. That's what they did.
Yeah, potentially. But nonetheless, real estate agents are quite happy because obviously the location's quite key. It's close to the M5, it's close to La Mia Station, and they're able to get houses up to the 800,000s now. And that is something you would never have thought that would have been Claymore a couple of years ago. You would put it would have picked up a bargain a couple of years ago.
It's just like they did to Redfern. Redfern was exactly the same.
Mm. But they have to redevelop these houses, right?
No, they should keep the same houses.
They need to redevelop them. They're falling apart because some of them are in real bad states.
Yeah, but why was it in a real bad state?
Too late.
Because of the designs. They were designed over in America. That's where the basic designs
came from. You love
America,
though.
They can't design anything. Give Australia something and they'll design it.
They did do the iPhone and smartphones. And
yeah, our laptops and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they've designed a couple of things, Mick.
But isn't your iPhone a pain in the butt?
No, I don't put it up my butt.
I don't use an iPhone.
Don't put it in my butt.
My one explodes, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Christ. Yeah, Mick, hold it. It'll explode, isn't it?
It's a terrorist phone. Explode.
It is. It's pretty good.
They found some of those this week, too.
What?
They found some people that had dodgy phones.
Oh, really?
They were off network.
Oh, yeah.
They
were the ones that had those...
Were they Samsung ones?
No,
they're actually not even Samsung. There's new
BlackBerry, some BlackBerry things.
Yeah, criminal BlackBerries.
Oh, wow.
They encode them so you can't... people can't listen in to your conversations or take note of what you're talking about.
Oh, wow. That's dodgy.
Hmm.
All right, moving on.
Encrypted. They were encrypted.
Oh, they're encrypted. Yeah, that makes sense. Now that Narellan Road has been, well, sort of finished.
almost.
Are we talking about Campbelltown or Liverpool?
Campbelltown.
Mick,
don't spoil the outro.
You're ruining the mystique of the program.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Now, Hume, Federal Liberal MP Angus Taylor has said now that Narellan Road has finished, it is time for the local council and government to start moving on and making Campbelltown and MacArthur better with infrastructure.
Not very good.
Making more buildings, providing more jobs,
schools. They're talking about making it greener. I can't see how they're going to make it greener when they...
If they're going to knock everything down and put buildings in.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
Now, talking about that too, D-Day next week, we're going to find out whether that big skyscraper near the old QBC Bank... the old heritage building there is going to be built, 21 stories in the main street. It looks like
where's this at?
Campbelltown. Yeah, we've thought for a couple of weeks, but basically there's one of the first of what will be many high-rises that are planned for Campbelltown CBD.
Yeah.
Basically an apartment tower, 21 stories, right near Campbelltown Mall.
That's too much.
Mm.
Oh, come on, they could make it 44.
20? What are they going to fill it with?
Apartments.
And what happens for when who? There's a fire? What people. Happens when there's a fire like
there's
this?
Not the demand for it.
Of course there is.
No, there no, is
the
not.
The other thing is, what happens when there's a fire or an emergency? Well, imagine evacuating.
They better have an escape plan ready.
They haven't got a fire truck which will reach it with a ladder. Yeah. And when the power goes down, your lifts go out. And if you're a disabled person, like a person in a wheelchair, it takes only 5 minutes for flames to wipe out a house.
Mm.
So what it'd be like on a multi-story building if it starts at the bottom?
I hope that doesn't happen.
Mm. I think they actually have more stringent safety measures in multi-story buildings than other buildings.
No, they don't.
They have to. They have sprinklers in some of them. They've got to have fire protection built into the building. These modern buildings aren't actually these death traps you kind of make it out to be. There's so many of these buildings now, Mick, and not all of them falling down and burning.
What about the one in the Middle East that caught fire?
Yeah, there was one there. There was one in the UK as well, which I had the inquiry this week.
But that was an old one. This is a new one.
Yeah. But I don't think there's any greater risk of fire in a high rise than a low rise.
Yeah, at Campbelltown Mall or whatever.
Well, you just get there's probably more case of false alarms.
It's they're not very painful. Environmentally friendly.
I disagree, Mick.
No,
they've got
I don't use air conditioning in mine.
So it means it's going to be all those people wanting to play in Kosciuszko Park. What about the rest of the Campbelltown folks who's playing it now?
Well, you've got to go to other parks.
You've got
to
move on.
And so they wiped out one park just for one lot of people. That's not right. It's not democratic. It's for everyone.
No.
Well, Mick, get up and then, become the premier and sort it all out.
Speaking of for everyone, though, Mick, the M5 toll.
It's for
everyone, but residents are not happy.
Oh, why?
Because apparently the toll has been extended past 2026, the year it was meant to expire.
Yeah, that happened ages ago. That's not new.
Yeah, I know, but apparently people recently signed a petition for it and now they're not happy about it.
They also know the M5 East is going to have a toll on there too. Yeah.
I think these residents have just started realising now.
Wow.
Isn't that sad?
Are they going to put more trains onto where they got the 25-storey buildings?
They're going to have to because apparently the trains are getting quite packed in the morning now.
They are now.
I've heard.
Yeah, they are.
Near Ingleburn, they're getting standing loads.
Especially in the
since the
as well.
Time travel changes, apparently it's gotten even worse.
And the worst part about it, they're going to have to go to like Japanese, have a pusher to push them in.
Hey, we should get bullet trains. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, bullet train hurts Japanese trains hit are awesome. People. And who's going to fire the gun to shoot the bullet out?
The transports.
Well, that changed this week. All the kids went on strike this week.
Oh, that's right.
Bloody that time they went on strike.
And what'd they solve?
They got TV coverage in the left-wing media.
What be?
In the Lame Street media. Okay. Is that what they call it over there?
NPR. Lame Street.
You mean over in America they went on strike?
Yeah, yeah. About 10 million
students. It didn't solve anything.
17 minutes they had a quiet silence.
It's about time the kids were quiet. The parents were probably at home going, thank God they got home.
Sure, the teachers
but remember,
loved
these
it.
Are the students. These are the people who are going to be voting in 2, 3, 5, or 10 years. And this is
They'll vote for Kanye West, right?
They'll vote for Trump again.
And this is where they will get rid of their help get make better gun laws.
Really?
Well, they're going to have a big rally in next weekend, which apparently is going to be widely watched.
Oh, it's getting
it was very historic.
Anti-war movement.
Yeah.
Anti-gun movement.
It was a huge amount of people that turned out, but I don't think...
It didn't change anything, though, so it was a waste of time.
I don't know. I think it's putting pressure on. There is a sense that some things are changing, but it's very minor, I think.
Well, they redid it to 21 years and stuff.
Yeah. From little things, big things grow. You must remember that.
Well, I wish they'd really hurry up.
Remember that.
But it seems to be getting some traction, but I don't know.
I think people are sick and tired of having people shot mass murders.
Yeah, well.
Well, they should be sick and tired.
Yeah. Somebody gets sick and tired of, really, yeah. Mm. Why is it taking them like so long to figure that out?
Mm. But that's, all it needs is two or three NRA people knocked off.
That's the thing, right? Sorry, Mick, Trump proposed that teachers should have guns, but did you hear that the teacher let off a gun in the class and nearly hit a child?
Yeah. Because this is the problem they talk about with people with guns, actually. The biggest one they have is that people that get guns of self-defense, in some inverted commas there on radio, obviously, but I had inverted commas, actually end up injuring more people. So a lot of gun deaths in America actually aren't from madmen. They're actually from accidental injuries, like toddlers finding the guns or kids finding it.
The best one was this little girl, only about 12.
It doesn't sound like the best one, Mick. I've got a feeling this one, it's not going to be a good outcome.
The most notable one, maybe.
She was being shown how to use a automatic machine gun or whatever, And she started, and she actually, because she couldn't control it, she shot the person dead who was teaching her how to use it.
Oh, wow. That's shocking.
Hmm.
You shocked?
That was shocking. That was shocking.
Okay. You and your puns, Mick.
Now, Bargo residents are fed up. Apparently, the Great Southern Road, there is a bins of people dumping trash at the front of the charity bins.
Right.
And basically, there's people very upset. There's old mattresses, old crappy toys, cans, anything that people don't want. They're basically using it as a tip. And obviously, the councils are trying to look at
what they should
some
be
enforcement
doing,
issues there.
What they should be doing is making all tips free, because you stop all dumping of rubbish.
Mm.
People will take their time.
You can't make the tip free.
Yes, you
That's
can.
Ridiculous.
You use it as a asset, not a...
Well, you get paid to dump your rubbish at the tip.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, that's the way the world works.
Yeah. Really?
Not always. Yeah.
Did you not know this, Steve?
No.
I've never taken my rubbish to the tip, so no, I didn't
know.
When
I was
well, you
that.
Pay for it if you pay on your council rates, because when the bin gets cleared, they charge
you. And shouldn't you be allowed to put it in if you're already paying for it?
No, you're only allowed so much. And if you've got more than your bin allowance, you then need to pay.
Right. Yeah, but...
So you should.
What do you
it's
should?
Waste.
No, it's a waste.
It's not my waste. I didn't buy the stuff.
No, but it's a waste.
Why should
of
I pay for
good
stuff?
Things being wasted at the dump. They should be using it as an asset, because a lot of stuff can be recovered from the dump. So there's a lot of places.
A lot
like,
of stuff can't be though, Mick. I don't think it'll
help.
But
you yeah, go over to North Shore, and they've got a dump where they recycle everything, and it's not very much thrown, putting in the ground itself. You recycle.
I'll agree with that. Yeah.
It's
but you can't make
an
it free.
Asset. That's an asset. So we should be paid to dump our rubbish there, not let us pay to dump our rubbish, make us pay. We should be paid for dumping our rubbish. Because you create methane from the rubbish that's been buried. You
no.
recycle no. everything, like glass, plastics.
If you renovate your house and you all this rubbish that you don't need to have,
what
you should pay.
What you call rubbish for one person is gold for another.
My blinds that were broken is not... No, actually, no, I lie. I put them out on the curb for the council clean-up, and literally these blinds that were just dead as a doornail, like completely trashed.
Yeah.
Someone picked them up in about 10 minutes.
What type of blinds were they?
Vertical blinds. That with a drum kit.
Venetian type blinds?
Vertical blinds.
Were they metal or were they...
They were trashed, Mick.
No, were they? Because it depends on what they were, because Venetian blinds can be cut up and made use for labels for... And gardens.
But I don't think people are using it for that.
I got no idea what they're doing with it. I actually want to know what they're doing. Let me know what you're doing with my blinds.
It's how creative you can become.
Yeah.
And that's why it should be all garbage dumps should be free. Because you can, a lot of stuff gets thrown out, old furniture or old bottles or old... You know.
Yeah, but some stuff is rubbish and some stuff is recoverable.
It depends on who you are.
No,
it
no,
might
no,
be
no,
rubbish
no,
to
no.
you, but it's
rubbish. Syringes, rubbish.
No.
There's some things that are generally rubbish, right?
No.
What were you with old syringes?
Syringes can be used to be melted down and reused again.
Yeah, but how
for
do
something
you,
else.
Yeah, this.
Or your plastic can be melted down and used for mixed with wooden shavings and used for timber decking.
Who's going to do all this work?
It's what's been done. We throw. We are the
we should
worst.
Should stop making the stuff. That should be the problem, right?
No, it should be everything that's been made should be able to be recycled.
I agree with that. Yes,
everything.
It annoys me when you get stuff and you try to recycle it and you find out that. You know the biggest one at the moment is?
E-waste.
Yogurt packages that are... You know the little yogurt things that are in
little top...
Tetra packs or whatever it is, like little foil packs. Can't be recycled.
Yeah, even those
selling
coffee.
Them on mass now. Like, old types you can recycle, but these ones you can't recycle.
The coffee...
But they're very convenient, though.
Yeah, the coffee ones. The coffee...
Coffee cups.
No, not the coffee cups. Coffee cups are one of them. The coffee... When you make a coffee, they... You know,
oh, the pods?
The pods.
Yeah.
They're very bad for recycling as well. Mm.
Well, there you go.
See, everything should be designed to be recycled or reused.
Will you be reused, Mick, in your future life?
Yeah, I'll be reused. Bury me in my compost and the worms can eat me.
Also, one other news this week. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago. Do you know how I was complaining about the disability permit?
Yeah.
How a temporary permit takes 2 weeks to get a temporary permit. Looks like there might be some action on this front.
Mm.
I did hear back from a few people, from the Service New South Wales people, your friends at Service New South Wales.
Yeah, it took them six...
It took them 6 weeks to figure it out. But nonetheless, she said, actually, that isn't really right. We need to fix this problem.
Well,
and she's got to follow up the details. Apparently, they might be making some changes to actually mean you get your temporary permit more quickly.
I went to...
I'll give you her number, Mick, so you can drive
I went to Service New South Wales and hired a disability...
So you generally wanted to fix the problem, and I was quite surprised. Yeah. Government fixing a problem.
I went to Service New South Wales. I had a disabled parking permit. And I asked for, what about my bike? And I didn't get it. It took him 6 or 8 weeks to come up with a solution. And then they told me to come out and get my own thing.
There we go.
Yeah.
They've actually done some,
Yeah, but they'd never come across this problem before.
The person at the counter, when I originally said the problem was, very dismissive. That's our policy. We thought it through. You're wrong. Mm. I went, no, I don't think I am. And eventually the person actually...
But you're recovered. You don't need it now.
Yeah, it's not the point, but other people have this problem, right?
As so I they said, knew you?
Yeah, I don't need it. I don't care.
Yeah, they knew he was throwing it on.
Oh, no, I don't think so. That was too painful. Yes.
That's good for others, though.
That's good for others. I think they should change that. It's ridiculous.
It should be.
Because the first week or two is when you need it.
Mm.
You don't need it like when I actually need the permit to ride, it's like, oh, that's handy.
Mm.
It came, you know, a week or so later, which was not as handy as it would have been.
Yeah.
So there is some progress. I don't know if it's going to happen, though. The local member said we're looking into it.
Who's the local member?
Anthony Roberts, planning minister, your mate.
Oh, you mean, you don't, that's right, you don't live around here.
No. I visit.
No, we have Chanterbong.
Chanterbong?
Chanterbong.
I can't say
what do you mean smoking, Mick?
It's spelt bong on the end.
No, it is not. It's not. Chanterbong.
Thong or bong?
Thong.
Thong?
Yeah.
So he's a Chanterbong.
All right, it's done. We're done here. Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mick. You got more you want to talk about?
There's a parliamentary inquiry about the stadiums and their contracts they've been given out.
Sounds as exciting as the Bank Royal Commission.
Yeah, hopefully it might be a Royal Commission.
Oh, you can't have a Royal Commission over everything.
They'll have it about...
I don't know why a Royal Commission, what they've done with the purple M&Ms.
No, rather...
an M&M Commission.
Hmm. Well, about with M&M. He can host it, right?
What about the TJ ones?
Wasn't me.
The TJ ones?
Yeah. It's T and J. Why are they in their positions? Couldn't they be in another position, T and J?
Yeah.
Don't know.
In the alphabet?
Not the commission.
You have to ask the coffee about the T and J.
What about OJ?
That's terrible.
Oh, OJ's been gone a long time.
OJ, oh, yeah. I've never fitted it.
That's a grandpa's joke, that is.
Oh.
Oh.
Glenn bringing out the
grandpa. But our dad joked by the dad. how are your goats?
What goats?
I thought your kids.
What kids?
You had goats, didn't you?
Well, they got killed.
Oh, okay. Oh. Unfortunate.
Not very well.
Mick killed his kids.
Time. No, oh, I didn't kill my kids. The next door neighbour killed the kids.
Oh, right.
Suffocation through CO2.
Okay. What's this got to do with politics, though, Mick?
Somehow we ended up in the death of... Goat meat's delicious, though, right?
No, kid meat is. Kid meat is.
Okay, that's awful.
Old bucks who are stinky taste like urine.
Okay, there we go. So coming up next is Matt and Mick's cooking segment. But before then, stadiums, Mick. So is the government going to backflip? Because apparently they reckon the problem is it's the way they're selling it is the problem. They've not sold the dream of more stadiums to the Sydney siders.
Yeah, but they're trying to say the stadium's only going to be used once or twice a week. And if you watched the football last week or this week and see how many in the crowd...
I'm on TV, it's much easier.
Yeah, you have a look at the crowd at the stadiums and the stadium's about three-quarter empty. So you're... using that money to have three-quarter empty stadiums?
But if you had a better stadium, Mick...
No, that's a good stadium.
If you had a better stadium...
No.
A better stadium, there'll be more people there.
No, there's too many
and
sports.
And nicer toilets.
Yeah, and you'll have more events there because they'll have all these big events.
But there's also going to be an inquiry on how they've done it and also other practices. It's like a report came back to about the WestConnex and all these other problems they're having with tollways.
Yeah.
And... they had recommendations now. 10 recommendations, only going to 2?
The recommendation's only an idea, right? Doesn't mean it's right.
No,
they're recommending. It's where they say, oh, there should be a cap on how much you spend per week on travelling on the... Motorways? Or tollways.
So state election's about a year away now, so there's going to be a couple of key issues. Stadiums appears to be one of them because the Labor Party went out really strongly saying they're not going to support it at all, and that means they're going to have... money to spend.
They are going
stuff.
To support small changes, not knocking down the.
Yep.
Knocking down.
Changes. Then you've got to have the other issue, which is the motorway city that we've got, which does it seems to be working brilliantly well.
Yeah.
You can get away in the city so easily, Mick. It's just like, you know, you stop on the road and it's just you get there in no time at all.
Yeah. And now it takes you 2 hours to get through Sydney, where. I can, for 2 hours, I can be down halfway down near Melbourne.
You're just going the wrong way. That's your problem. And the other issue that came out in a poll this week too was about overdevelopment because people are not comfortable with the amount of development happening in their
That's kind of true. You commented on that when we were coming in today.
Yeah, down in Liverpool, there's this big new wall they built up. It's like the Berlin Wall, except it's a big frickin' building.
Yeah, but
there's no windows. They built this whole building.
Yeah.
And they just decided to...
It's like half a building.
Half a building.
Yeah, it's weird.
They clearly want to build the other half of the building, but until they build the other half of the building, you get this big brick wall.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be light coming into certain areas. They have to have so much light.
Well, no, because they figured out they can build the building next door if they put that there. But the problem is, in the interim, it just looks like a big eyesore.
Yeah.
But what gets me is...
Get a Liverpool train station and you'll see it. You can't miss it. It's hard to miss, actually. It's right next to the Sky House.
But they supposed to
it's another
have
ugly, half-assed Manhattan design.
Yeah, but they're supposed to have environmentally... do environmental...
They haven't done. This is a new plan, right? It's near the train station, so you can build whatever you like.
No, but
that's
where's the environment?
Policy.
I think there's a tree somewhere.
Where is the environment?
There's no tree there already.
High-rise buildings cause drafts. No. They cause more pollution because there's
less
more.
Pollution.
No, there's less. More energy put into them to run them.
Mm-hmm. Not there's, my one. There's stairs. We don't have a lift.
Stairs, because they have to heat them. They have to cool them.
Yeah.
They have to.
No.
More, they got no. You. Each individual doesn't pay how much water they use, and there's no incentive for them to save on water. Mm. And
but
people who live on top of each other, it's proven that all animals who come in who live on top of each other can't live together because it causes problems.
I get on
and it's neighbors. Also, it causes heat sinks.
Yep,
that's true.
And that's environmental, not bloody just because it's close to the station.
No, because it's close to the station, people will be less likely to drive, so they will then catch the train.
Or you try driving now with the tollways, you're sitting in traffic.
Well, that will solve the problem as well. People are less likely to drive at a tollway, right?
Yeah, but you have to have
a public transport.
You haven't even fixed... They just brought out these new trains for the inner city, interurban ones, and you can't even change the seats in them.
Yeah, we know that. That's
And a lot of people are saying, no, we don't want it that way. We want to be able to see where we're going.
People complain about that all week. Can't you just keep going backwards?
No.
Why? You get motion sickness?
Some people do.
God, it was the biggest news on the ABC during
really?
The week. Yeah, it was number one.
And these trains are supposed to be the most sophisticated and cheapest ones they could get.
Yeah.
And these trains...
But the Tangaras have that.
No.
Yeah, they do. Tangaras can't move the seats.
Well, the
no one died after that.
Mm.
They got rid of Tangaras seating. Seats have been modified so they can do it.
Most of them don't.
And... These trains they're using in the interurban ones. They say, we got them built over in India and South Korea because they were cheaper
but
than
it's
building
safer.
Them here. And they end up having to spend another $1 billion or more to fix up the tracks because the trains are too wide. That amount of money spent in Australia would have stayed in Australia. Now, that would have been $2 or $3 billion. Now the trains are costing them,
but Mick,
instead of costing them $2 billion, it's costing them $3 billion.
But
and only $1 billion is going into Australia's community. The rest of it's going overseas.
Yeah, but they buy our stuff sometimes too.
No, that money would have been teaching people how to, would have had teaching tradesmen, apprenticeships. Also, people
would
be paying taxes.
Who's going to do that work though?
If you haven't got any, tradesmen, who's going to do the work on your house or on your car or on your building or whatever?
Well, import.
And then you have to import all
That's an Uber, right? You just go on Uber. Uber trade.
No.
That doesn't exist
as
yet.
As a form of... There's another thing like that where they ring up and you get something, you put it posted online, you have a job.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get the cheapest bid or the bid comes up.
Yeah.
What it does is putting...
Lowers the price of labour.
Lower the price of labour, so it's going to put people out of work.
Yeah.
So, Mick, back to the point, why can't you just have the seats the other way around? Is it really that hard?
Yeah.
Why?
It's nice to see where you're going, not to
see
where you're
going. But it's safer, though. It's safer to have them all in one direction, apparently.
No, they haven't got it all one direction.
Oh, no, apparently it's safer. Apparently their argument is it's safer this way.
Bullsh. Because what about the people who face it?
And also, too, it stops people putting their fingers in and getting them caught in the seats. They're less prone to maintenance. They're more efficient to run.
No. It was just like they brought out these new seat covers on the trains.
Well, they brought them on the Tangaras and everyone complained.
And they said, these seat covers can't be destroyed or anything.
Well,
6 months down the track, what was it being done?
Oh,
the seat covers were being ripped up.
Yeah.
Well, Mick, you're
so
mad
what
as
they
hell.
Talk about is all a lot of crap.
Okay.
Mick, thanks for your crap.
Oh, it's good crap. I can plant that one.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for television.
Saddest news of the week.
When are we going to get to my broccoli juice program?
Quit butting in, please. Your IQ is a mere 155, while mine is a muscular 170. I am smart, much smarter than you. Hibbert, you should all do what I say. My IQ is 199, for crying out loud. 198, 197.
Big deal. My IQ is 280.
Stephen Hawking!
The world's smartest man!
What are you doing here?
I wanted to see your utopia. But now I see it as more of a fruit-topia.
Oh, witty.
Yeah, witty Stephen Hawking.
Turned up at Springfield and Star Trek, apparently.
He was in Star Trek.
He was on the Big Bang Theory. He was on Little Britain. Yeah, he did a lot.
He's the biggest TV star of all time.
He is. He's a very popular guy. Well, he was a very popular guy.
He still is a very popular guy.
Oh, he'll always be. He's one of the greatest minds ever, right?
Oh, next to mine, yeah.
Besides Mick, of course.
Of course, absolutely. How much your IQ, Mick?
Oh, about 400.
2.8?
400?
400? Wow, yeah. Mick, you are smart.
Which I think the IQ scale doesn't go to 400. But anyway, we can help you 400.
That's how smart he is.
That's how smart he is.
That's why they don't go there.
It's off the scale.
He has his own meter.
Yeah, off the fish scale.
Yeah, very sad though. Stephen Hawking's died this week. 70-something.
76.
But to be fair, he was only going to apparently he was going to die in his 20s because he was of his...
He only had 2 years to live when he had 21.
Yeah, obviously that doctor wasn't very smart, obviously. Oh, he was Dr. Hibbert who done that, actually, is my tip.
That makes sense.
It makes perfect sense, right?
As we heard, his IQ isn't as high as the others.
Isn't as high. If he had a higher IQ, he might have got it right, potentially.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking. Legend. Wrote some incredible books, actually.
Did you read it? Did you read that book that sold?
No, because he did a first book.
Everything you want to know about...
I cannot remember what they are called, to be honest. Sorry, Mick, what were you saying?
Everything about the universe. And one saying used to say, look up into the sky and not at the ground.
Yeah, that's it, right? Into the Universe, right? Or something like that, or one of his books. But gone, another one lost. That's sad.
There'll be another one to take his place.
Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson at the moment.
Pepin?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Who's he?
He's an astrophysicist.
I thought he might have been Mike Tyson's brother.
Oh. Yeah.
No.
That's what I heard, but my ear's gone. Anyway.
Mark is Mike Tyson. Yeah. No. That's definitely not him.
Yeah, but there's always people to replace him.
Well, yeah, that's it, right? We know we can replace you, Mick.
Yeah. Oh, not really. I'm an individual. I'm a unique person.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of unique people, Karl Stefanovic and his brother got in a little bit of trouble this week after drunken conversations in an Uber.
Yeah, don't have drunken conversations. They were having,
and the driver recorded what they were saying. And
that's not right.
And he sold it to New Idea, which is coming out tomorrow.
New Idea, apparently, they did say that it was recorded. I think Peter Fitzsimons had it in the paper today. Now they're saying that the taxi driver had a recollection of it.
Because
obviously,
if they
recorded, it'd be illegal.
Because you can't.
Highly illegal.
So Fitzsimons calling bullshit on that one. But
or maybe he already got a payout saying, give us a copy of it.
But to be fair, his wife might be involved in that. So
yeah, that's it.
Because it might come up. I can't wait to get a New Idea tomorrow. I'll be out down there.
But if it's from Uber, it destroys their reputation.
So well, New Idea is always known for its truthful and honesty.
Oh, they're
reporting.
Very effective.
No, Uber's not very is known.
Oh,
for
no one's going to care about it. They've got their own problems.
Yeah. It's another nail in the.
And it wasn't because of just taking the Stefanovics around, is it?
Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, maybe it hasn't.
I'll teach him to catch a taxi
isn't
next.
Isn't Carl a notorious drunk, though? So.
No, but I'll teach him to catch a taxi next.
No, they're even worse. No one takes taxis anymore.
But I don't think that's really fair, though.
No, he should be allowed to drink and do whatever he likes with his brother.
But should he be saying stuff like that publicly?
Yes, he should
be.
If it's talking to his brother, it's in his. He's paid for a little space, and that's his little space.
He can say whatever
he
likes.
He can say anything he wants.
The driver was in the wrong recording it and trying to sell it.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
Yeah.
He should be allowed to say whatever he's like.
Talking about pathetic, The Verdict, no longer back.
No. Also hosted by Colt.
Oh, yes, ironically. I wonder if that got in the clips or not. apparently, there is no plans tonight to go back into late night news. I spoke to TV Tonight this week. They reckon it failed, but they learned a lot from it. But it looked like that everyone in the media wanted to kill it and destroy it right away. So they were trying to get the balance right. They're trying to do a Q&A, but they didn't quite get the mix right. But I don't know, it was not a terrible show, but it was different for a commercial TV network to do something that interesting, but
yeah,
never really nailed it, I don't think. I think the biggest one they had, they never had a verdict on the actual show.
Oh, didn't they?
No, they just were chatting.
But it's called The Verdict.
Yeah, no, this is the problem. Like, The Verdict at the end was kind of like this last minute thing that had nothing to do with the whole show.
See, maybe if it would have been better if it was a game. Well, not a game show, but like a panel comedy show.
Yeah.
Where they're discussing the topics and then Carl can have the final verdict saying, like, that's the best topic this week. And
they
used to have like that.
Well, like a panel, that was just really funny.
Yeah.
So, but I think there's chemistry in those shows too. You need to have the right mix of people that are interesting enough.
Well, that's it, Glenn.
On Channel 7 in the 60s, they used to have a thing called Consider Your Verdict.
Well, there you go.
That was to do with trials and
everything old is new again.
Yeah. Well, speaking of not having a good mix of people, Glenn, Sunrise have gotten a bit of trouble this week.
Let's have a listen to Spicy Meatball.
It's a Spicy Meatball. To discuss it, we're joined by commentator Nakia Louie in Sydney and Enoch Mailangi in Brisbane. Good evening to you both. Nakia, obviously it's heartbreaking to see people like Prue McSween and Ben Davis saying stupid shit on breakfast television. They're clearly distressed. They're probably in danger. In the interest of their own welfare, should they be removed from that environment?
Of course. It's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
I mean, we can't see another generation of unqualified, clueless, white media pundits being left to just talk out their asses about complicated, deeply complicated issues on national television. It's dangerous and it's crazy to me that people are arguing against this.
Aren't you concerned about repeating the mistakes of the past?
Well, other people have been removed from Sunrise for their own well-being, like Melissa Doyle and Grant Denyer.
Grant Denyer, yeah.
Yeah, they're being looked after now.
Yep.
Maybe we need to do that again.
Well, a bit harsh there from Tonightly, taking the mickey out of Sunrise. Cash Cow survived, though. He's still on Sunrise.
Is he still there?
I hope so.
Cash
what about Koshy? Koshy's always sticking his foot into it.
But did they? What did they do to stick their foot in it this time, Steve?
Well, the thing is, they were talking about it was a newspaper article, I believe, about the stolen generation.
Mm.
And I think the reason why these people are not happy is because they didn't have an indigenous perspective on it.
And they did kind of indicate that they might have to reconsider taking kids off parents again.
Well, that's it.
Which kind of was...
You probably shouldn't.
But they were stolen generation from England as well. They took kids from England and...
They take kids from everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah, there was a big protest outside Sunrise during the week. And they had, like... They closed their blinds.
That's right. They just played a loop of, like, the city. And yeah.
Could close their blinds. Make the protest go. Apparently they had offensive signs. Like... But the thing I don't understand, like, offensive signs, but then you look at the photos from the event, the signs weren't that offensive.
No, it was just, like, stealing stop our kids, sunrise, like sunset. Well, that's pretty...
Didn't really look like that was that offensive.
No, that was the excuse.
They respected the right of freedom of speech.
Just yeah, don't of course do they do, but I don't think they should get so up in arms about them just talking about a topic and they didn't have one perspective on it.
But it gets them publicity. Well, doesn't matter if it's good or bad. They got publicity.
I don't think it's going to help them. I don't think this is actually publicity. It's bad publicity that's going to help.
But people will be watching to see what other things they stuff up on.
But is it a reaction, though? I don't know. I'm not sure if it was... I think it's probably being a commentator on TV now, is that if you say anything...
You got to apologise.
You've got to, like, can't say anything, otherwise you might, like, you slip up or something and say something inadvertently in the conversation.
Glenn, I guarantee you someone's going to complain about something said.
Though
every week, right? It's our weekly segment.
It's the one that I haven't complained about black holes.
That's it.
Because that's racial discrimination. They don't show any white holes on it, do they?
They don't.
No, they don't.
There's a lot of a-holes, though, Mick, around. But
yes, anyway, yeah, moving on from holes. New ABC show coming up, Discount Furniture Queen.
Really?
Yeah, it's a new show.
It's on the shorts, it doesn't look very good. But
Sando.
Sando.
Sounds like a very Australian show.
Right. Is it filmed in Minnow?
Sando and Minnow. Might be too good to be true.
Or Mako, whatever it's called now.
But it's the first time this character, this lady that does the show, she's been in a lot of shows before for the ABC.
Yep.
Sacha Hollier? Holler?
Don't know
I think.
Who she is.
Well, you wouldn't, but when you see her face, you know who she is.
Right,
she's seen so many shows for many years, and this is her first time to get the lead show.
Never seen her.
Well, you don't watch any shows then, Steve. Clearly. But she's never been anything big. She's kind of like...
Is she like an extra or something?
Yeah.
Supporting and things, right?
Yeah, but okay. This is her first big one. I don't know. It
might go well. Good for her.
It's one of ABC's...
I'll check it out.
Brave comedies they're running. ABC's the only one that has new comedies in Australia, right?
Definitely.
ABC's are the only ones doing new comedy in
every,
Australia.
Every, like, year, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
But they're the first to do reality TV.
True.
Yeah.
They have new ideas every...
They've got some really old ideas too, though, Mick. Let's be fair. They're not like, you know, they sometimes...
No, they're not reinventing the wheel.
And they are showing a lot of, you know, buddy, what's that other
stuff? Talk about inventing a wheel.
Yes, Mick.
Talk about inventing a wheel. There was a bloke who put a patency on a new invention, which was an old invention.
Mm-hmm.
And all it was he put a patency on a wheel. And he described it as a different...
Oh, did he?
And the...
For a different purpose, right?
It was patented. And when they... It took him about 2 or 3 years to take the patent off it.
It usually determines on the purpose of it.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
No, but a wheel's a wheel.
Well, it depends who you ask.
A wheel...
It could be a flying dish.
No, a wheel was being used for transporting someone moving from one point to another right. point.
Okay.
And the patency officer took it as a new invention, as a re...
Right. All right. Speaking of not having a purpose, though, gambling ads. Yes, they'll be banned. They've got another ban notice. They will not be allowed between...
What's something going to happen for Munzee from Tabcorp?
Don't know, but they're pretty much...
going to miss Munzee.
Gambling ads, they're going down. They're getting worse. They're not going to allow to broadcast during live sport. Between 5 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on commercial free-to-air radio and television from March the 30th.
From what time to what time?
5 a.m. to 8:30 p.m.
5 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Oh, yeah. So it's not the whole
So they're not allowed a broadcast of live sports.
Is this for any live sport or any
Only live sport.
Yeah, any live sports. Right.
Might be some creative scheduling there, maybe.
But if
they might have some like commentary shows before the live sport.
Or they could have pre-recorded sport.
And
they
make it 5 minutes late. No, you can't have pre-recorded live sport.
Well, delay.
Just say it's live.
Delay. Delayed.
No, right. You can't anymore because it just won't work. People has to be live.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they have to delay some of it because the swear words might come over or something.
Yeah,
else.
They do that already. There's only a couple of seconds.
So it's not live.
It's within a couple of seconds. It's live enough. We can consider that live.
That's it.
Also to Joel Creasy, to mention the other week, he's looking for nominees for his Take Me Out show.
Yeah.
But you must be heterosexual, apparently. It's upset some people this week. Which is ironic, considering Creasy is probably not very heterosexual.
He's not.
No, so I think maybe he's the quota for the whole show.
He can be the only gay one on the program?
Maybe it would be too much for the whole show.
Oh, wow. So
apparently it's 30 singles vying for the affection of one person. Which I think you can't really, in that type of show, can you really...
That's like Blaine Date.
Unless one person is, you know, swings both ways, really hard to open up the field to everybody.
Yeah.
It'd be a bit awkward. So I do think that...
It'd make for a better competition, though.
Make it more interesting.
Yeah.
So apparently, yes, you have to be the certain type of gender.
Oh.
And also, Wentworth and Grand Designs are coming to the ABC. Foxhall Dramas have been resold new release for one of the early episodes going back onto ABC, which should be a very interesting change.
Good show.
Never been able to see that before on free-to-air TV, but...
What's that? Great.
Wentworth, a prison drama, highly acclaimed.
It's a new version of Prisoner.
Oh, Wentworth.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So that starts April 12th.
It's going on ABC.
Yeah. Can you believe that? Foxtel stuff on ABC?
So the ABC's buying stuff for Foxtel.
Yeah, but it's like...
The ABC loves murder.
ABC's going to have ads next
remember,
week.
Remember, you get... Like,
that sounds like they've got to beat their drama quota or something. To say
you get a lot of that's, ABC stuff
it's
going on.
It's Australian drama
Yeah,
as well,
but you get a lot of ABC stuff going on to commercial.
Yeah,
and vice versa. It's actually, the production company actually sells it, to be honest. It's actually
not actual Fox, though.
It's just that they have rights to show so much for a period.
That's why they're getting the earlier ones. They're not going to get new seasons, but...
Yeah. And Robot Wars, Steve, gone to an end for the second time.
Already?
Good.
Robot Wars, you don't like seeing robots just destroy each other?
No.
Same main Steve.
Anyway, speaking of robots destroying each other, though, there's auditions for The Bachelorette.
Wow. That's it, mean. Anyway, but true.
It is.
Robots.
That's it.
Are they using robots?
I was just making a joke
that?
And saying.
Yeah, they're using robots in that, too.
I don't know, maybe.
Have you seen them?
But this time around, they're looking for single women and men. So maybe that's the both ways they're doing on the show.
There we go.
Maybe why they couldn't do it on the other show.
Well, they might have won a hermaphrodite.
Maybe
not.
Don't know.
Men and women. They want.
Well, that's it. So they're doing that. Fiona O'Loughlin won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Don't care. Didn't really watch. I think the runner-up...
Once Tom had left the jungle, there was nothing exciting after that.
Yeah, that's it.
And
right.
Once Mr. Money leaves...
Who's Mr. Money?
Tomek. He left the jungle, remember?
Tomek?
Yeah.
He's a wuss.
Yeah, well, that's probably putting more to the point, actually, Mick. I think I'll pay you on that one.
The same with Buddy, the boxer... Mundine, the man. He wasn't a man, he was a wimp.
Hey, he's called the man, Mick.
He's a wimp.
You can't disagree with that. He's called
he's
the
a
man.
Wimp. Mm. He should call himself the wimp.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for movies for once.
Steve, you must have watched movies. You missed the movies. You watch movies all the time, no, Steve.
I have not watched a movie in a while.
What's going on?
Just don't have time for them.
Well, I watched one last week, The Post.
How was
I've
it?
I've seen a lot of posts around here.
I thought it was The Post Office, but apparently it wasn't about The Post Office.
How do you think of it? It's about The Washington Post, right?
So the Washington Post, it was before Watergate, very timely these days.
Yeah.
Everyone's hoping Watergate happens again, right?
Well, that's what, yeah.
Some people are hoping it happens again, just so they get rid of the president. But nonetheless, it was an interesting story. It had a bit of a plot, bit of a thriller to it. It was quite interesting.
You got Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, Steven Spielberg's directing. Like, yeah, well, how can you go wrong?
With Spielberg directing a movie, you can't really say it's a bad movie, can you?
No.
Very rarely you can
say. Did they go in the outer space?
No.
It's not a good movie, then.
No. But it was interesting. It was only if you're into that type of stuff, though.
Okay.
I don't think it had broad appeal. I think it was maybe a bit...
What was it, like Spotlight or something, like deep like that?
Not really that deep, though. I think it was kind of... The story didn't have as much of... Like, Spotlight is something which is compelling.
Like Network.
Like The Social Network type of... Like, they just dramatised...
They dramatised the event to make it sound dramatic, but it didn't seem that dramatic after all, because I don't think it was one of these biggest turning points of all time.
It's not memorable, like, people aren't going to remember it, right?
I don't... I think it was the story itself wasn't as powerful as it could have been.
Okay.
They tried to make it powerful, but... Like, when you go... When the consequence of this is the warm-up to Watergate, you kind of feel like it's, like, the precursor.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know... It had the same punch in the oomph. And it had this sort of renaissance of newspapers, which was kind of comical when you think about it back in the day.
Was that Post talking about Post. They released all these papers from the government? Which
correct.
Was, yeah.
Watergate. And they won this historic victory where the newspapers won the First Amendment rights and the Post then... So it's a very, like, it's an interesting story, but it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't particularly...
Well, okay.
I know, it was okay, but it was like an aside. It was kind of maybe not a...
Right.
Like, if you look at the one that they had about Spotlight, that was
incredible.
The whole uncovering of a whole thing, which was actually an incredible story to tell. This was an incredible story to tell. It was an interesting story, but not incredible. So I think that it was good. They can't fault it for anything else. Had good
and
cast.
And the acting was incredible, of course.
They should have got the Incredibles to play with.
I'd give it 3.5, maybe.
Oh, that's good. That's a good score.
It wasn't terrible.
Out of 5. That's pretty good.
But Spotlight, I'd give 5 to.
Yeah, Spotlight's very good.
That was just an amazing movie. Mm. It actually really captured the time, the era.
And the issue as well. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Messed up. But yeah, that's good. Good that's movie good.
Review. So yeah, any movie reviews from you coming soon, Steve?
I've got to find time to watch. Honestly, I don't know. I have to find
Mick, help us.
We talked about this last week. There isn't that many great stuff out, but
no, you gotta wait to Oscar season next year.
Maybe
right?
When the
there's some coming
I'll
out.
Watch the Avengers or something.
There's some coming out very shortly in April and late.
Yeah, that's
March.
It.
They come out all the time.
No, there's some space ones.
Oh,
yeah.
Which one are you looking forward to?
I don't watch them because I don't go to the movies.
I'll
wait until they come on TV.
On free-to-air television.
Yeah. I think that's like 4 years later or something.
No, it's only a year later or 2 years later.
But by then, we've already moved on.
Yeah, but Mick comes back and reviews them later.
Oh, he does.
So we actually probably reviewed the same movie 5 times.
Maybe.
Potentially.
All right.
If I can remember them.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert, Nixon resigns too.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Just to spoiler alert.
Did that happen in real life?
No, they got to the point where it was just before that happened. They had the break-in at the end.
So it's not really a spoiler.
Not really.
Because it happened in real life.
It happened in real life, yeah. Pre-spoiler.
And that has been the Wild West for another week. Big show. We covered a lot of ground.
Busy week this week.
Yeah. We had bankroll commissions. We had trains. We had TV. Drunken cab rides.
I'm ordering my Uber now to get out of here.
Make sure you don't talk about us, Glenn.
I do. You should still hear. You should hear the tape
I'll
that I've got.
I'll sell it to New Idea.
I can see it now. Mad Mix a hippie.
Glenn said Mix Mad.
Oh, we'll put it on Q&A.
Q&A. There you are. Q&A.
Is that still on TV?
People still watch that show?
Yeah, maybe.
It's crap. It's boring.
What gets
okay,
me?
It's not crap.
No, they had Bob Carlin this week.
How was he?
And he was saying about how he used to be great public transportation.
Oh, that's very ironic.
Mm. Oh, yeah, he's hilarious. God, doesn't he moment unchallenged?
No, I think it's...
Q&A is only for the...
Hipsters.
Hipsters or the very well... or the hierarchy of...
No, idiots can watch it too.
It's not for well-educated people. Maybe
no, the people who go on...
Have you seen the people that are on that show?
Yeah.
Some people ask the questions.
They are...
it takes them 10 minutes just to get to the question.
Governments, or people from the government or the opposition, or people from universities or doctors.
You know why? Because they're still out at that time, Mick.
They never had the true Joe Blow.
I was there once.
Yeah, we went.
Never had the true, yeah.
Aren't we true blue Australians?
No, you have to get blue collar worker, mate, from Mido.
You should go in it, Mick, and ask questions.
Yeah.
Except these questions aren't long enough.
No.
You didn't have your essay.
That's why I stopped tuning in. Honestly, that is one of the reasons why I
hate that when they could like explain their question.
Like, I did this and this and this and this and blah, blah, blah.
It's like the question has to prove they're smart, like by having like so much stuff. Like, they've got to answer the question when they ask it.
Just ask the question right away and sit down.
Are you corrupt?
Yeah.
That would be Mick's question, right?
They are all corrupt.
He answers that question. He has the same problem. He'd be perfect for the show. Mick, get on there.
Because
now next
corrupt
week,
means not being the right way.
That's right.
Next week, we're back again for another show.
Yes.
Our last podcast-only edition for a while because...
No, there'll be two. We've got two more weeks.
Oh, my God. What's going on in March? Why is there so many weekends? Yeah, no. You're right.
Two more. Yeah, yeah. Two more, and then we're on radio properly.
On September... means
we get...
April 7th.
Yeah, April 7th, we'll be live on radio, Mick. You and I are the first two. Mm-hmm. Glenn will be back the week after, right?
That's it. I have 3 weeks off.
He needs a break.
I need a break from you lot.
Yeah, well.
I've had a holiday for at least a couple of weeks. Mm. Which leg do you want to break this time, Mick?
Pepper?
Do you want to break the left leg this time or the right leg?
Maybe an arm this time.
An arm? Well, that's a good idea.
I hope not, though.
No, I'm going to break my neck. No, thanks. Good advice, Sammy.
I hope you're okay.
Don't take a tuk-tuk.
Because it's your last one. You're after the next one.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see you on April
14. Where are you going to?
14.
Where are you going to?
Cambodia, Laos, and Thailand.
Oh, Thailand's got the highest reputation for people ending up in hospital, I think.
Oh. I thought it was Austria, but anyway.
Well, I hope you're okay, Glenn. You'll be fine.
Or Singapore.
What could go wrong?
There was a survey where either Singapore or Indonesia. No, mm-hmm. Not Indonesia. One of those two countries had the highest hospital wait for Australians.
Oh, wow.
Well, don't injure myself.
Right? I have to start giving Australians discounts, I think.
Yeah. Do they take Medicare?
Don't know.
Okay, just checking.
They'll take your money anyway.
Yeah. Oh, MoneyCare. Well, that's a good care.
That's a good company, MoneyCare.
MoneyCare.
All right, see you next week.